Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
No experiments today. This is the DJV interpretation, if you will, of the big items. Companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to take a gander, if you'll take a shot, with our thoughts on the big stories of the week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. List is published every week. At number 10... ladies, the focus on these big storms. There's a big storm this past week that went through the Caribbean that seemed to make landfall like Jamaica got badly hit and then went into the Yucatan. But this is late in the season for these storms. How many named storms altogether, Victoria?
They ran out. That's why we're in the Greek alphabet now. We went through the English alphabet, and now that was Hurricane Eta. So I don't know how many more we're going to have, but it was a really rough season.
We're really kind of, although
this
they say
late.
That the
yeah,
hurricane season runs from
late.
June to the end of November, this is late for these kind of storms.
Yep.
So does that mean that the world is coming to an end because we're not taking care of it?
Well, there are lots of climate patterns that have changed. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. Although you've mentioned also, I think, is it La Nina this year? Is that what you said?
This is La Nina. This is a La Nina year instead of El Nino, mm-hmm. Which refers to the warmth, the temperature of the water in the mid-Pacific along the equator. That's where somehow or other the winds begin to change. And it affects usually when it comes to Southern California. La Nina is a dry winter in California, Jennifer, or is it
La Nina is dry and El Nino is wet.
Wet. Okay. All right. So this winter should be pleasant for those of us who hope to find solace.
Too bad, because we could use some rain.
Yeah, well, in New England, we have had a really dry summer, a lot of droughts around the country that have been extinguished by a lot of the rain that's come up. But if you go away from the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, to the west especially, very dry summer. Number 9 on the list, our relationship with some of our friends and some of our enemies, i.e., we always focus on China, Russia, and Iran. There have been some terror attacks this week in Europe. So one wonders what's the latest, what stirs them up? Is it just a continuum, or is there something that gets these things? I don't even begin to understand why it is that some of these people are compelled at certain times to go on the rant. Is it just it's a lifelong thing? Okay, we're going to do jihad and that's it. Is that too simplistic? What was going on that these attacks were prompted?
Well, here's the thing. It's people, and we haven't had to talk about it here because since Trump has been president, we haven't had a terrorist attack on American soil. But ISIS is about an ideology. It's about they think they're doing good. They think they're acting for God, and that this is their. I mean, this is their greatest ruling factor. So to try to say it was one event that's created the catalyst for an attack like this, no.
Yeah, it's the best example one can come up with the vagaries of religion and taking religion to the nth degree. My religion's better than yours, and I'm the person that you should listen to because I'm closer to God than you are, that kind of nonsense. And there's a lot of it in almost every religion, when all religions are man-made. So,
you have a lot of people who argue about Islam and about, the majority of them argue about the Quran and about and are peaceful. But the people that you're seeing are extremists who believe that everything spelled out in the Quran in terms of violence should be perpetrated on people to create change. And that's just what we see.
To get them to believe what we believe or you're dead.
Right.
That's
right.
A little more basic a rendering of what they're thinking of that group anyway. Number 8, social media and political bias. Have we seen a lot of that this political season? Boy, I think you really have. I think it has really weakened the impact of social media.
Everyone's out of the closet. I mean, it's just, it's, there's no hiding people's disgusting, crazy bias anymore. It's just all there. It's all there.
But there's also so much stuff that's just complete misinformation. And I think what's going to happen after this election cycle, I think smart people are going to just take a big step back. And no, I mean, social media is not going anywhere. But I think a lot of smart people are going to take a step back. And anything that's political that they're seeing on Twitter especially, I think people are going to be hesitant to just retweet anything that they see. And right now that's what's happening. And it's conspiracy theories. And it's, I mean, it's so much information, blatant lies. It's crazy. So I hope that it changes, because social media needs to just be entertainment and that's it.
I'll use an example of where the editorializing, I guess, from social media and from the mainstream media, by the news media by extension, is in play with one of probably our top story of the week. I can't imagine anything is probably bigger than the presidential election. Yesterday, this week, President Trump all along, actually, has been saying that he has instances of voter fraud and that he sees corruption going on. And what was the headline? Trump blatantly lies about voter fraud. Now, no one knows that because they haven't seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet. So instead, the media just jumps to the conclusion that Trump is panicking and editorializes that he is blatantly lying. People on social media are marking that as a conspiracy theory when we haven't even seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet about what they've seen, because in some places like Nevada there are 10,000 people's names on a voter on a register on a voter roll that voted that are either dead or moved out of the state. That's real, and it needs to be investigated. So to say, and to, I guess, to editorialize that he's blatantly lying or to market as misinformation, they don't know that. That's a political statement. And it's, I guess that's, you know, you have to let this stuff play out.
At this point, I would like to think that there, I would like to give more credit to the American public maybe than they deserve, in terms of having enough sophistication to realize what garbage there is in and amongst the social media crowd that is focused on voter fraud claims and exaggerations of this, exaggerations of that,
you
whatever
would think,
it is.
Though, Doug, but some of it is really sophisticated. One of my good friends, who is a Harvard lawyer, sent me a tweet the other day that from the AP, the Associated Press, it was a screenshot of the tweet that where they called Nevada for Biden. It was
Arizona.
A fake tweet.
Oh,
no, this was a couple days ago. But it was a fake tweet. And she realized, like, an hour later, she goes, oh, my God, I totally, she goes, because she follows AP News on Twitter, and she said, I thought that this was a real tweet, and it's not. I had already done the research. I knew it was a fake tweet. I knew it wasn't real. But, I mean, you know, it's not an education thing. These are very sophisticated fakes
retweeting. To go further than that, I told you this week about the email I got from Amazon saying that congratulations, we just shipped you your new $6,000 computer.
Congratulations. You got my birthday gift.
Congratulations, you now have malware if you click on that link.
Yeah.
So congratulations, we own your computer. This is not, are there stupid people on Facebook who are retweeting and reposting everything that they see? Yes. But for the most part, I think a lot of this stuff is really more sophisticated than we think it is, and it's pretty easy. You'd have to really dig into it to find out if
reposting. That is the influence of, to go back to our foreign relations, the Islamic influence, the Russian influence, the Chinese influence, not to be downplayed at all, although I guess we felt better this year about their interference. There wasn't as much obvious connection between some of the stuff on social media and these three countries and others messing around with the election, getting into various websites. Under the circumstances, it's kind of like buyer beware, reader and user beware. Number 7, the situation with education. We'll talk about that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates with loans and general data. License fees may apply. Call for information and conditions. Deposit letter license at all 50 states. Analyst consumer access.org number 330.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The situation in our school system, there already was a crisis, if you want to use that word, before the pandemic, and now it's even worse. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a garage, and he has his two sons in the working with him. One of them is a graduate of a college that prepares you to run a business like that. And the other one is a 12-year-old kid who's in the 7th grade who goes to work with his dad every day. And he has an office with a computer. And he does his lessons with the various teachers, 7th grade English and history. I was talking to him about it yesterday. What are you learning? And he looked at me and he said, not much. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, here's an hour and a half. That's all the kid's required to do online. He's a smart kid anyway, but he's picking up all the stuff that he knows from working with his brother and his father, not from being online looking at some,
I think there's going to be a really big deficit with this at-home learning. There are horror stories in California about how now people are just falling off. The kids aren't even going to school anymore.
No.
Within the LA University.
Not paying any attention to the...
Yeah, they're not reporting in. They're just disappearing.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Having a big vacation on the streets.
Ugh. Yep.
And so that's one of the reasons I say, I'm sorry about the COVID, and I don't want people to get sick, but we better take hold of ourselves. This society is going to melt, and that's exactly what the Chinese wanted anyway when they came up with this virus, and they continue to do what they do to screw up the world, or at least America, with the murder hornets and this other stuff. It's just we're falling for it. We are falling right into that hole. at 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Moving back into the fold here, the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine this week. Number 6 is a focus on the economy. I'm not sure what to make of the economy. I went into a lumber market this week to buy something. I'm doing some renovations on one of the barns, and I bought some lumber. And I thought, I figured the place would be kind of slow. But the guy who runs the department said to me that with the interest rates as low as they are, people are building like crazy. Another guy that I do work with who runs an excavating company, he's been tearing houses down in a nearby community, Wellesley. They're paying $800,000-$900,000 for basically a lot with a junk house on it there. And this company's bought 20 different lots, ripping them down, building up the houses, $2 million house on an $800,000 lot, and they're selling, put the sign out, and they're gone in a day or two. That's just the way it is. And usually the housing market predicates what goes on in the economy. That's the housing starts, they call it. So that's been pretty strong. But we didn't vote the economy this time, did we? Mm-hmm. Really?
Hmm? No. I think some people, I mean, I did.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that Trump will be better for the economy than Biden, but... So I think it is for some people, I think the economy and coronavirus are very linked. You know, I think there are a lot of people like me who want us to take a virus seriously, but also want to get people back to work and school and, you know, are looking for that gray area. I think we're capable of it. And so I think the economy has a lot of tentacles in coronavirus, actually, as we talk about it. And I know as far as ballot issues in California, we had several that impact taxes and things. So I think people, the economy was a thread for many.
You know, one of the things, thank you for bringing that up, because it brings me back around to thinking about all of the tax reforms that are always proposed by the various candidates. I'm going to cut your taxes. I'm going to tax 400,000 or more, all of that stuff. You know, if you really looked at the history of all of that stuff, there really isn't a lot of teeth or there aren't a lot of results. There are little short bursts of results or impact from these tax changes, and then things pretty much go back to the way they are.
It's more about regulation. I mean, regulations, I think, are the, I mean, the yeah. lifting of a lot of regulations are what I think is better for the country, because I'm a less, I want less government, not more government.
Yeah, me
I want
too.
Less intervention.
But I want the right stuff to be dumped, not the wrong stuff. And this time
yeah,
around.
Lifting regulations on logging in a forest in Alaska that's been protected since the 90s, that's not a regulation that I wanted lifted. And that's a lot of the
thing a lot of people in Alaska did. I mean,
no, actually. Actually, only one in the five, only one out of five people who voted for it. It was a very low margin. It's not something that people wanted at all. So, but you know, that didn't make mainstream news because we've got an election going on. But those are the types of regulations that are horrible for the environment. And I don't want more regulations on stuff that doesn't make sense. But I don't want to remove regulations on things that are have been in place to protect. The environment. I mean, that's literally that forest, the Tonga Forest, is they call that, that's the lungs of North America. So, I don't know. It's just, I think a lot of people voted
against. There are more trees in America now than there ever have been. And that happened
that
in part
one
because
forest alone, that's what it's
yeah,
been
up
called.
There, yeah. But I'm talking about in the 40, the lower 48, there are way more trees now. And interestingly enough, it started with the Obama administration committing to plant X number of trees, that they first were going to shut down 50,000 acres of farmland and plant trees there. They didn't do that, but they did seed, literally and figuratively, trees in areas where it didn't get a lot of attention. But what they did was require companies or incentivize Pacific Gas and Electric, PGE.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of companies to clean up their act and plant new trees.
Yeah, but then guess what the problem was with that? And we saw it in California with their complete failure, is that they decided to go with the environmental regulations instead of strengthening their infrastructure.
28 past the hour on the Count Radio. The Count Radio, good, Doug. The
that
Talk
too.
Radio Count Review.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that one in three American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Charlie's management team is currently a team of one.
Yeah, I got a meeting, but you keep up the good work. Can you fix that display for me? Did Steve show up today?
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani said Sunday that Trump should not concede the election to Joe Biden as he alerted Americans to 10 lawsuits alleging election fraud. Giuliani said there is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states and possibly 10, it was stolen. In other words, it was based on false votes. Giuliani also said he was prepared to point to dozens of witnesses who would attest under oath that they have observed instances of election malfeasance. USA Radio News is not calling the race. place until all legal challenges are resolved. An earthquake struck southern New England on Sunday morning. The earthquake centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford in Buzzards Bay, struck just after 9 o'clock in the morning. The USGS at first said the earthquake had a magnitude of 4.0, but it was later downgraded to 3.6. The earthquake struck at a depth of 9.3 miles underground and was felt across southern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway, joining his father Bill as champions of stock car racing's top division. At 24 years of age, Elliott became the third youngest Cup Series champion in NASCAR history.
We did it. Championship crew chief Alan Gustafson is now a NASCAR Cup Series champion and very deserving. I just can't say enough about our group. You know, I feel like we took some really big strides this year, and last week was a huge one. And to come out of that with a win and a shot to come here and have a chance to race is unbelievable.
Only Jeff Gordon in 1995 and 1950 champ Bill Rexford were younger. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review for this, the first full week of November. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're going through the top 10 items as determined by the Folks Talkers magazine. So at number 5, the Walter Wallace video, among other things, continuing call for police reform, situation with various race issues and problems in our country. Does this ever go away? Does it ever get fixed? Do we keep shooting black guys? You know, do the police get it? All of these questions. What are we really doing other than talking about reforming how the police departments work? In my own community, the mayor just appointed a black man who'd been in the police department since 2008 to be the new chief. He's respected and liked by the others in the department. He's a good cop. She appointed him because she's black and she wanted a black police chief. But the police recognize that actually she's not done a lot of good stuff since she's been mayor, and she stumbled on this one because he's actually a good cop and will be a good chief. But it's that whole business about counting and checking off the boxes that seems to be a problem here. So superficial and artificial when at a time we need good thinkers, we need people to be well-intentioned, we need them to do their job. And the question comes, ladies, about what is their job? What are they supposed to be doing? The social stuff has been very much in focus in our local community, and there was a sort of a report done as to how much time police spend doing social fixes, if you will. And I think if we look around the country, where you are in New Jersey, Victoria, where Jennifer is in California, a lot of police time is spent doing things that are not really police business.
Oh, well, even when it is police business, I was driving on, I live on the ocean in New Jersey, and I was driving down Ocean Ave last week, and I saw this girl who looked like she was maybe 17, like she had just gotten her license, and she was pulled over, and there was a female cop talking to her in the window, and two other cop cars, each with two cops in each car, pulled up, like, for backup. It's like, this is a 17-year-old girl who probably ran through a red light or was speeding or whatever.
You know what that is indicative of?
We need three cop cars.
I mean, what if there was something about a runaway? Or what? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you don't need six cops. Away.
Right.
No matter what, Jennifer.
Says you. What if there
says me.
Is a kid?
Right.
What if this is a kid who was kidnapped? What if this is a kid who's a runaway? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you can figure that out pretty quickly. You don't.
I've seen this happen over and over again.
I'm with you, Victoria, on this one. Yeah. There's too many police that aren't. They don't have enough to do.
They're not allowed to do anything.
You got the sheriff, you got the state troopers, you got the local police, and it's. I don't know. I mean, I've made my observations in California, but I know from having spent years and years and years in Florida, these guys are stepping all over each other. The sheriff's running around in his car with his deputies. They have nothing, literally nothing, to do. And the state troopers are out on the highways collecting money.
There's no crime because there's a lot of cops. In L.A., where they're stretched in, the crime is ridiculous.
Well, the crime is a lot of drug crime in Florida.
There's a lot of drug crime, but also misdemeanors. Now, people were walking in theft. You can steal under $900 worth of stuff, and it's a misdemeanor in California.
Stealing is stealing.
Yeah.
And that's,
but you have
I'm
people walking
that.
Into Walmart with a calculator and just walking out the door. So, and the police can't do anything about it. So our crime is up because we don't have the policing that we need.
Well,
it sounds like the laws are actually the messed up part, not the cops. Because if the law allows someone to steal,
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
what can more cops do if the law is the law?
Prop 20 was on our ballot this time around. We're talking about the election, number one story of the week. And in Los Angeles, in California, we have Prop 20 to close the loopholes to make crimes, theft crimes like this, back to felonies again instead of misdemeanors, to make sure that date rape is actually considered a violent crime. Right now it's not. It's a misdemeanor. And child trafficking, same thing, a misdemeanor, not a violent crime. And all these dumb women. Well, maybe, but these dumb women in their pink hats who go marching around.
But who would vote
all
for that knowingly,
state,
Jen? I mean, no one would.
Well, then they're dumb. They need to educate themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The way that it was written must have been
misleading. Because there's no way any woman would vote for that. That's just stupid.
They did, and it passed 69% to 30%.
A lot of ignorance in this country. We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think.
We need to change the law to make sure that ballot measures are written in a way that people can understand what the hell they're voting for. We had one of those about peacetime veterans.
Three of those in Massachusetts.
We had one here in New Jersey this year. Legalizing marijuana, that was pretty straightforward. But we had one about peacetime veterans getting a tax deduction, a property tax deduction. It was so confusing because at first it had COVID in it and then it had veterans. So you see COVID and you see veterans and you go, of course I want to support veterans who maybe were impacted by COVID. It had nothing to do with either of those things. It's veterans who essentially have peacetime veterans who have never seen any action getting a property tax deduction. It was very confusing, and no one knew what the hell they were voting for.
We have the same thing here, and I agree with you. I think we need to reform that, but
they
do it on purpose because they want to trick you. So people need to take responsibility and get it right. I mean, just because the rules are hard doesn't mean that people need to just give up. I mean, we have to do better as a country. We have to do better in my state. Because dumb stuff like this, where women can now go on a date, get drunk, and get raped, and the guy doesn't even get a park. I mean, it would be worse for him to get a parking ticket. It's stupid.
That's insane.
It is insane. All right, number three is the situation with health care, COVID, things developing, the numbers are high, mortality is low or lower, stats are higher, numbers of people getting this stuff higher, number of people dying lower, that kind of falls into the same category that Ken said, more people are going to get this for the next couple of months, but fewer people are going to die. Meanwhile, what we have is the impact on not only the healthcare system and our individual lives, but also our the impact on our whole economy and business in general and what people ought to be doing. It's so simple, really, it seems at least so simple, to deal with the biggest part of the problem, but yet there are many people in our society, especially between the ages 19 and 29, that don't want to do the easy fix. So they should be the ones to suffer, not other people. And that's the problem with this thing. It's an equal opportunity distressor. So you sneeze at somebody or you're blowing, you're having a mask on and you blow your whatever is in your body onto somebody else and they get sick. And you have there's no recourse because you don't even really know who it is that's given it to you. I just think that we've become so damn selfish in this country. Wow. It's so obvious. I'm not going to do that because I don't have to, you moron. Okay, help me do something, talk about this, or we'll move on. I'm done.
I believe people should be doing the right thing. It's really hard for me to support any government mandate of things, and I trust that people will do the right thing.
But they don't.
You know?
They don't.
Sometimes.
They don't.
I mean, I don't see them, so you guys tell me they don't, that's fine. I see most people wearing masks. I see most people not just in this country wearing masks. I see most people in the world wearing masks and staying
away. A lot of people in the Midwest are just not. Mid-South, nah. Not gonna
forget
do it.
That. You can go anywhere in New Jersey where I am and see people, unless you have to go into a store and everyone has to wear a mask if you go into a store.
You get in.
Or into a business. But other than that, there are plenty of people just wandering. And it's usually, I hate to say it, and this is not, this is nothing against you, but it's older white guys. That's every time you see a guy without a mask on, it's an older white guy.
Really?
It's just some sort of, I don't know, insecurity. They don't think it's masculine. I don't know. I don't know
what
it
is. Maybe they can't breathe with it. My old white guy co-host in Los Angeles is like, I can't breathe with this thing on. I've got a doctor's note.
Baloney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got a doctor's note already.
I'm talking about my other old white co-host.
Oh, Don. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we'll continue. Focus on congressional races and the presidential race as we round out this discussion about what's going on in News Talk Radio this week in a few moments. 43 past the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on a clean Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $17.99, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Sale alert at Banana Republic Factory. Take up to 75% off everything, plus an extra 40% off. Save on comfy faves like cozy sweaters, soft hoodies, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. The Friends and Family event's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 50% off everything right now. Plus, shop new doorbusters, including our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt from $20. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com now through November 12th.
At Lowe's, we're giving a special thanks to our pros during our Provember event, now through November 25th. We have deals and events, plus credit programs that work for pros. We're offering everyday 5% savings on eligible purchases. Plus, through March 31st, 2021, 60 days promotional financing on your Lowe's business account, or extended terms on eligible account receivables. Learn more in-store or at lowesforpros.com. You'll see why we're the new home for pros. Subject to credit approval, terms apply, U.S. only.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Back into our talk radio review. Say hi to Rick, everybody. He's enjoying the program on a five-mile walk this morning. It's not a bad thing. Get out there.
So can we count his steps for ours? Because that would be really nice. Thank you, Rick. If you could go 6 miles, that would be even better.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the things, the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with his horsey voice. So some Republicans, Jennifer, seem to be breaking with the president over the fraud claims. So how will that impact, if at all? The presidential race, I think, is pretty well decided. But and I don't know if there are congressional races that still are in the offing. Seems to me there are
I think
questions.
Anything can happen. The nation has adopted the California model. So in 2018, everyone went to bed on election night thinking something else. And then lo and behold, days and weeks after the election, a bunch of things started to flip. And there are, I could talk to you for about 20 minutes about just some of the things that were implemented. I know, but that's why I won't do it now. But we could talk about that, about what's actually happening. But I think there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz who have been out there, and Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000 to the president's defense fund. So there are some that are standing with him. I think there are some who are scared. And, you know,
Wait a minute. So Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000?
Yeah. To Trump's defense fund.
Where do you get the $500,000?
I think you have to use what's in your coffers left over from your campaign, probably, yeah.
Right, okay. That's what I thought.
So I don't know. I don't think it's a private donation, but in any case, that's what he pledged to do. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people who think that Trump single-handedly saved the Republican Party by giving them some backbone because they were just getting rolled. So I think there are a lot of Republicans who still kind of have that old-school style, but the ones who have a new life, the backbone stands, and they'll stand
with the president
and fight.
There are a lot of people who think that were former Republicans like me, that if they don't get a little bit more mainstream, that the Republican Party be dead. I don't see that that is really what's happening at the moment, because there appears to be a 50-50 split pretty much in whether you're voting for
Republican
or Democrat.
You haven't voted for a Republican in a long time. So
I voted for local Republicans.
Yeah, but presidentially, when was the last time for president you voted for a Republican?
George Bush the father.
Thank you. That was 30 years ago. So unfortunately, you don't really have a seat at the table about the direction of the president.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we don't know where we are. I think that's pretty much the bottom line here. And
so we know that we're lost, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we know we don't know where we are and where
we're
going.
People are like, aren't you panicked? I'm like, no, I'm just watching what happens. Of course this is happening.
10 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tech Talk time. Now to our opportunity to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology, according to research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to get us started at number five, a big announcement for Apple. One more thing.
Yeah, that's exactly the name of the event. One more thing, and that's going to be scheduled for November 10th. And we're not exactly sure. Apple loves their secrecy and their dramatics. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to see, but we think that it will be the new Mac desktop computers. This is going to be, these are the first batch that will be run on Apple's own Silicon Valley chips instead of Intel processors. And that's the first time since 2005 that Apple has used their own chips. So we think that's what it will be. The language of one more thing is kind of notable because former CEO Steve Jobs, in keynotes for significant product announcements, he used to always say, oh, and one more thing. And then he kind of was the showman, and he would pull out one more item that was brand new that would wow the crowd. Obviously, with COVID, there is no in-person crowd anymore. Everything is virtual. But the last time Apple used this phrase, the Steve Jobs one more thing, was back in 2017 when they unveiled the iPhone X. So we'll see where it goes, but they have not had a new line of MacBooks or desktops in a while, so it'll be interesting to see what they actually produce on November 10th.
All right, Google up next with search, an overview of what's being searched. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I always love looking at the Google Trends, which is the analytics arm of Google Search, and they let you know what's trending and what people are actually searching for. And this has been a long, it's been a long week with the election, and so people have turned to booze and comfort food. Not surprisingly, the top two queries on Google Search were liquor stores and French fries. At one point in the top five election night searches were, number one was pizza, which we can attest to because we ate pizza on election night, Chinese food, liquor stores, sushi, and Mexican food. So, the hashtag election day, that was trending along with all the different types of food that people were searching and ordering.
Really? Number three, focus on AI. It's something being done here at MIT that we'll be interested in.
Right, in your neck of the woods, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, says they figured out a way to gauge whether a person has COVID-19 just from the sound of their cough, which is really interesting because we know the cough is a very sort of a hallmark of COVID. And the type of cough that it is not a usual cough. It's not a cough that would be associated with bronchitis or even pneumonia. It's a specific cough. And the interesting thing about what they found at MIT through AI, through artificial intelligence, they have been able to diagnose asymptomatic carriers. That is something that's really, really interesting. 98.5% of coughs from people confirmed with COVID cases, the AI has been very accurate with, and 100% of coughs from asymptomatic people, that's the level of accuracy that this new AI has been able to diagnose people who don't even know they have COVID. So if they could somehow deploy this nationally, that would just be a huge help in stopping the spread of the virus.
Mm-hmm. Number two, Walmart is going to go away, going against grain here. I was kind of interested to see. This is the first time I thought anything friendly was going on at Walmart.
Well, yeah, retail robots are scanning shelves and updating inventory. Walmart's not the only store that uses them. A lot of them do. But Walmart, for whatever reason, they've been one of the biggest adapters of technology in general. They've had these shelf-scanning robots appear in 500 of their stores, but they've decided to get rid of them. And they began using these robots supplied by Bossa Nova Robotics in 2017. Initially, they started out in 50 locations. They liked how they were working. It went up to 500 locations. It was supposed to reach 1,000 stores. But Walmart has pulled the plug on this whole program. So and a lot of it has to do with COVID, because Walmart essentially, they didn't give a full clear answer why they got rid of the robots. But there was a Wall Street Journal report this week that said as people didn't go into stores and people were shopping online, they found that it was easier to have humans going to pull products from the shelves based on online orders. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Number one, the top tech story of the week.
I think this is not the story that got the most buzz, but I think it's definitely the most important. If you're not on LinkedIn, get on LinkedIn, especially if you're looking for work. They've launched a new tool that will help you make a career change. It's called the Career Explorer feature, and it displays careers that job seekers can transition into by using the skills that you already have. Most people, like 45% of job seekers have said that they have not tried a career change because they don't know where to begin. This new tool on LinkedIn will help you assess your skills and your experience, and it will then tell you all the different new careers that you're qualified for. So I think that this is just a fabulous program, and it's free. Get on LinkedIn as soon as you can.
40 minutes, 59 past the hour. Thank you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.